Hey, hi, Rena. It's been quite a while. Adam Carter here, Bowl on WCCO, filling in for your old buddy Chad Hartman.
Who now?
Yeah, exactly. Who? Oh, so here's the question I'm going to get us started with today, because this is something Dave and I were just discussing off the air.
Okay.
Have you ever sat on the toilet so long that you lost feeling in your legs? Answer truthfully. Answer truthfully.
That's a dude thing. That's the truth.
Is it dude thing, really? Women don't do that?
Yeah. No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I don't know. Maybe some women do. I've never. That doesn't seem like a girl thing, though.
Okay.
I mean, girls go. And they got other things to do.
Why waste time? I guess.
I'm not going to scroll through Insta.
Hey, what's going on behind you? Can we eavesdrop into that conversation?
I'll move.
Oh, that's all right. Are you in the office? Are things being decided? News being covered? Things being scheduled?
No, I just have loud coworkers.
Oh, okay. We were just talking about this, too, because somebody texted in, my usual radio partner, Jordan Green, had Mayor Fry on, and somebody texted in, tell the mayor he'd look more professional if he shaved every day. And I said, that might be the most outdated thing about, you know, men having to shave their face every day. Now, I say that as somebody who works on the radio. I don't really have to be on camera. And I haven't had, like, a clean-shaven face in many, many years. But we were bringing up the fact that you still don't see a lot of news anchors or even, well, reporters, I think, can get away with it more. But we still don't see a lot of news anchors with the full beard or stubble. Is it? Have you noticed that, or have things changed in that department?
Well, as Gordon Searson just walks by, who sports a beard on the daily, and Ben Derry also wears a beard on the air, but that has changed. It used to be kind of weird to see someone on TV with a beard, or even like think about the politicians. Like when J.D. Vance came around, I was like,
"Yes,
dude's got a beard." Like you don't see that very often, so. I don't know if it's, I mean, maybe it's going by the way of trends, and I think beards are fairly fashionable now for men.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I do think it's kind of outdated. I think we live in an era where like anything goes, where people are like, skinny jeans are out. You can only wear the flares. And it's like, I think people can wear whatever they want now and it still looks fashionable.
That's a great point. Where like clothing, that is a great point, and I hope that's the case. It's like, you know, who wants to, we're so judgmental as people anyway, that it's like if we can be less judgmental in one way and what kind of clothes people are wearing, I think that's
wouldn't that be nice?
That'd be a nice thing, right?
It would be. If we could just agree on one thing, just one.
Just one. That's a start. Right? How about, this is another thing, tattoos. What about tattoos? Exposed tattoos on news people. Like if you got excited and said, you know, I really want to get this tattoo on my arm, and you get the tattoo, would you have to clear it like with your bosses first?
Oh heck no. These days you couldn't possibly. Back in the day they would tell you what to wear, they'd tell you how to comb your hair, they'd tell you you had to wear certain colors, and you know, these days, you know, you couldn't possibly tell someone how they look or have to look and get away with it. We have several people here who have tattoos. I don't know how often they're exposed on the air. I don't personally have tattoos, but I don't know. I mean, I certainly wouldn't have to clear what I do with my body with my boss.
Yeah.
That'd be the last day I work here.
Yeah. But you mentioned, though, like, you don't see them exposed all that much. So if somebody, that's what I'm wondering is like, can they say, okay, can like a consultant or somebody say, boy, you know, this just, you know, we're just concerned about that. Or like in that profession, I would think they still have the ability to say, well, you know, we like this look. We don't like that look. As uncomfortable as that may be.
I don't know that they can.
Oh, well, that's good.
I don't know. That's a good question. I mean, like if you play in the NFL, you have to wear the uniform, right?
Yep.
They tell you what you have to wear. So maybe they can. Maybe they can.
Get a neck tat and just see if anybody, or just like a temporary, and then, you know, see if anybody notices.
What should it be of?
I don't know.
If you get a neck tat, what would it be?
Oh, Chad Harbin's face.
Yeah. Again, though, that's another prime example of how society has come. That's like it used to be if somebody had a neck tat, they did time for sure. Now,
right.
It's fairly common to see people with neck tattoos.
You think? I don't think that's that common.
Oh, I do. Maybe it's because I watch a lot of sports, and there's certainly a lot of athletes who have neck tattoos.
Yeah, I guess.
It's not alarming.
In my everyday life, I don't see people with neck tattoos. Yeah.
My girls both. My 14-year-old just got a sweet dragon just sort of right around her neck. I'm kidding.
As my daughter would say, how very dare you?
Yeah, how very dare you. Very good. Hey, that brings up a point that I was going to bring up with you, too, about Mama Bear going to fed. Dave is going to share a story about somebody drove around the stop sign on the bus, and you let that driver have it. You screamed at the driver, right?
Yeah, it was yesterday morning as my daughter was getting on the bus, and she gets on the – we wait at the corner on the side where the door is, so she wasn't crossing the street. But still, as the bus was coming to a stop – here comes a red sedan or something like that going right around the bus from the back, going right around the bus driver, beep, 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 on the horn. And I screamed, and I can't say the words that I screamed out loud, mm-hmm. but let's just say the girls and the bus driver and everyone on the bus, they heard some foul language come out of my mouth, screaming at the driver, because I guess that helped me feel better, and maybe he heard it, but I was absolutely furious, and I'm still pretty ticked off about it.
Yeah.
So he was beeping while he was doing it?
No, the bus driver was honking the horn as the guy, he saw in the mirror, the guy was zipping right around him with the stop arm out, the whole deal, the lights flashing. And, you know, I saw the guy too and was screaming F, F, F.
Okay. I don't know that that's any better. Two wrongs don't make a right, Dave. I don't know if anybody's ever told you that before, but...
Yeah, but it was just react. It was instinctual. It's like not like you didn't think about, boy, those poor kids and hearing whatever. It was like, my God, this guy almost could have mowed down my daughter or other kids.
I'm trying to help the children, but apparently that's not good enough for you.
Yeah, jeez. Watch the language. You know, if a kid dies, as long as Dave's not using the F word, it's just fine.
If helping the kids would have been taking down the license plate and calling the police.
There's no fun in that.
I mean, did I have my pen and paper at the ready?
That's what a cell phone.
Yes. Take a picture. He could have corroborated the story with the bus driver. Guy would have gotten a ticket. He'd have made sure he didn't do it next time. I could tell you that much.
Have you ever
He doesn't care about you swearing at him.
That's true. You know, that reminds me of a story, though. I was on a bus when I was in grade school. And my mom, I think, did the same thing. She was the one who ran around the stop sign.
Oh.
And the bus driver like lost it. And I was like, I'm pretty sure that was my mom who did that. And I felt so embarrassed. And I had to go home and tell my mom, Mom, like, the bus driver was very mad at you. Maybe she thought I was crossing at the time and was trying to do something. I have no idea. I can't verify. But that was
stuck with you, though, didn't it?
It's just like, boy, that's a very embarrassing moment. I was going to ask you, though, like with being a mother, have you ever just lost it because you felt like your child was being threatened or in danger or something even less serious, where you just completely lost it, where Mama Bear comes out and it's like, forget about it?
Not publicly. There's been a couple of times where like panic has set in, like turn around and she wasn't there.
Oh, my gosh.
Or, you know, things like that. But no, I've never like lost my mind at another human publicly. I mean, not for that reason. No. I can't think of anything off the top of my head. I also have the worst memory on the planet, so like it could have happened yesterday. And
I'm right there with you. I'm right there with you. It's like, but the one that's, but you're right about my daughter like forgot to get off the school bus one day, and we had no idea where she was, and it's like one of those things where. You know, 99.9%, you know, or somebody can tell you she's fine. She's just forgot to get off at her stop. But it's that 0.1% where you just lose your mind.
Yep.
And I remember my wife, who was now my ex-wife at the time, when she was calling me and it was just like freak out mode. I just left work and it was just, and like, it was such a simple explanation that she just forgot to get off at her stop and my mom was there waiting for her and she didn't get off. But holy cow. And I think that's a first child thing. I think in the second one, too, you're just like, well, chances are...
She'll make it.
Chances are good. And I speak as a second child, knowing that probably my mom would have said the same thing after the second child. Is like, yeah, they're probably fine.
Yeah, I only have one, so... Yeah. And she's a clingy kid. So if If I turn around and she's not there, that's a panic moment for sure.
What are you working on at the old Care 11 today? What are you, any long-term projects or any short-term projects that you can remember from day to day that you're preparing for the news?
I'm already working ahead for February. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Yeah. And the story that I have running next Tuesday is really interesting. It is about the University of Minnesota is working with several other universities and the Smithsonian to figure out how to store bio samples on the moon in the cold crevices, dark parts of the moon, so that if anything catastrophic happened here on Earth, that we could repopulate species and entire ecosystem.
That's comforting. Boy, that is comforting. I'll tell you, like, not that we're ever going to need it, but just in case.
Hey, man, just in case.
Just in case. I mean, that's cool, kind of, but also terrifying. But there's a reason all these billionaires like Elon Musk and Bezos, they're coming up with rocket ships and they want to get to Mars so bad. What do they know that we don't know?
I don't know. They just have so much money, they don't know what to do with it.
I think they're onto something that, boy, they know the clock is ticking on Earth.
Yeah, ego. That's all it is.
Thank you. It was all a pleasure to talk to you, as always. I hope we get to do this sometime sooner, the next time Chad has a colonoscopy. But again, a reminder, both men and women, get that colonoscopy.
Yes.
Take care, Rena. Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Rena Sarginopoulos from Care 11, 1249. Adam in for Chad, who is out with getting that colonoscopy. Again, a good reminder to you. Get it checked.